Yes, today's daf is daf lamed hey. So the Gemara lamed hey min aleph tells us two lines from the top. Nimnum lashbir. The Mishnah told us that although initially the almana was only allowed to collect the nichse yisomim for ksuba, was only with the shavua, over time the bezdin refused from allowing them to take a shavua. They didn't trust them anymore. So Gemara wants to know, my time, what was the reason why they no longer trusted the almana? If it's because Mishum de Rav Kana, Damar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Maisa, there's once a Maisa, because of the following Maisa, perhaps is the reason why they no longer accepted the Shu'a of Almana. So what was the Maisa? So Maisa Ba'adam Echa, there was a situation once with an individual, Bishnei Betsuras, it was a famine, year of a famine, Shehifka Dinar Zav Eitzel Almana. So this individual had given a gold coin to an Almana to watch over, she was a Shomer. And she placed it in a pot of flour to protect it. And then, accidentally, she had emptied out the flour, including the gold coin. And she made a challah with it, a piece of bread. And she gave it to an ani, not knowing that the gold coin was within it. Later on, a number of days later, Bob Bal Hadinar, the owner of the coin, wanted to retrieve his money. Please give me back my dinar. So she went to look for it, and she didn't know where it was. So Amrlay, so she says to the Baal Dinar, Yehana sam hamavis be'echa mibaneha shel oso isha im nenesi midinarcha klum. So she took a following shua, that if I got any hana from this dinar, let one of my children die. She had no idea she did anything wrong. She didn't get any hana, it seems, and she had no intention of giving it to the ani. So what happened was, Amru, they said, lo hayu yamim muatim, it wasn't too many days later, ad shemes echa mibaneha, one of her children actually died. When the Chachamim heard about this event, Amru, they said, "Ma misha nishba be'emes kach nishba al sheker achas kam makama." Is someone like herself who had sworn be'emes, at least in her own mind, it was be'emes. It was mamish completely shvua b'shogeg. She had no idea she did anything wrong. She thought she didn't touch anything, and yet the punishment results in one of her children dying, as she said in the shvua. So how much more so a person who lies. B'sheker, who really lies b'sheker, b'mezid, she intentionally were to take a false shvua, how much more so should the klala of a shvua take effect? So if that's the reason, because this maisa of what happened, that this is why Amana once took a shvua, so therefore we don't trust any Amana anymore with a shvua, so that's the case, the Gemara says. So my taima, iana shvua, so why was she punished, first of all? Dishtar shure le makom dinar, because she had gained, what was her now? She gave a piece of bread, she wanted to give a certain measure a bread to fill up an aluminum pan, let's say for example, to this ani. And because the dinar had taken up some space, so she saved herself from extra flour that she would have otherwise filled up the pan. So that was why she got hana. So my mishinishba bemes, kimishinishba bemes. It doesn't mean that she didn't take a real shua that was bemes because she lied. But it was like a shua bemes. She thought she took the proper shua because she was completely a shogeg. So this is the event. So imishimha. So if this was the reason, this is the motivation for the shvua, so my iri amana happens to be fine, granted. This maisa had to do with an amana, but really this the institution of the shvua shouldn't be limited to an amana only, afilu grusha nami. Even a grusha shouldn't be allowed to take a shvua, because again, just because the maisa with this individual was with an amana, it could have also been with a grusha just as well. So we should say across the board that not only an amana doesn't take a shvua for collecting her ksuba, but even a grusha shouldn't be allowed to take a shvua to collect her ksuba from the nichrei zomim. But if that's the case, it should apply to an amana and to a grusha equally. Alama amar Rabbi Zeir amashma. Why do they say lo shanu el amana? The halacha of not allowing them to take a shvua only applies to an amana. About grusha mashbino so, but we allow a grusha to take a shvua when she needs to collect from the nichrei zomim. So the Gemara explains no. We limited the shvua, are not allowing, we're monim, we prevented an amana only from taking a shvua, but we allow grusha to still take a shvua. Why? Amana shiny. The case of a widow is very, very different. The behahi hana de katarcha kamid yasmi, also la rui hetera. The amana is busy, she's no longer married, she lost her husband, and she's being so involved. Tareches, she's involved in helping her children who are now Yisomim, they've lost their father. So she's going to justify to herself and say, all the tircha that I do for these children, all right, I deserve something, a little bit. So let me take the shvua, because even though really the shvuah, I took some money for the ksuba. I was never paid for all the things I did for them as my children, as the yesomim. So let me take money for that. So she'll justify to herself to take a false shvuah. That again, even though she may have collected some of the ksuba already, she's going to try to justify that she still owed other money for all the tircha that she put in for her yesomim. And that's why such a justification only exists for an almana. It doesn't exist for a grusha. So we trust the grusha, but you don't trust an almana. Okay, the Gemara now says around halfway down the Yamud, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Rav Shmuel, Damri Tavaya, both Rav and Shmuel say, Lo Shenu El BeBezdin. This whole halacha, where we don't trust her to take a shvua, only applies in Bezdin itself. Ava chutz the Bezdin, Mashbinosa. But outside of Bezdin, we are allowed to make an almana take a shvua. Why? What's the difference in Bezdin and outside of Bezdin? So if you look at Rashi, five narrow lines down, he says, Chutz lebezdin mashvinosa. We could be mashbia the almana outside of Bezdin. Sheshvuas hadayanim shatorahi. When the dayanim who are sitting in Bezdin make her take a shvuah, that's a real shvuah deraisa. It's much more severe. But naket sefer Torah biyad, that we make her hold the sefer Torah. You need a nekitas chayfet. You need to grab a chefs shel mitzvah for the shvuah deraisa to be chal. Oh, tefillin could work. Umashbia la b'shem obekino. And she takes a shvuah holding on to the chefs shel mitzvah, and she says either shem Hashem or a nickname of Hashem. This is talking about when Eliezer went to go find a wife, ultimately Rivka, for Yitzchak. So Avram Avinu made Eliezer be Nikitas Chayfetz, which is referring to the Bris Milah, or really is near the Bris Milah, and he took a shvuah. V'on Shemruba and Sitzitze Dindera as Shvuah Deraisa, and there's a Nikitas Chayfetz, and there's a Shem Hashem. The punishment for violating such a shvuah, says Rashi, is an On Shemruba, very, very severe punishment. However, Rashi explains, Chutz lebezdin, Shavua derabanan beklaus arur. It's much less severe, and it does not result as great a onesh. It's only a klala, which is not great, but it's only a klala, much less. She doesn't hold anything, and the onesh is not so serious. So only within Bezdin, since the Shavua is so severe, do we prevent an almana from taking a Shavua to collect from Nichsa Yisomim. But Chutz lebezdin, the Gemara Paskins, according to Rav and Shmuel, you're allowed to make her take a Shavua. So in light of this, the Gemara asks, Aini, is this really true? V'ha Rav himself, lo magbi ksuba, lar malasa. He did not collect the ksuba from an almana. Why not? Shouldn't he have just stepped outside of Bezdin, and he could have made her take a shua outside of Bezdin? He himself permits a shua outside of Bezdin, so why didn't he put that into practice? Why does it say, as a rule, Rav never collected ksuba for the purpose of an almana? Kasha. My answer is Kasha. Besura Masnei Hachi, that's how they learned it in Surah. But in Narda Masnei Hachi, they learned it the following way, which is, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Ella, Bebezdin, Naval Chutz, Bebezdin, Mashbinosa, that Shmuel only, not Rav and Shmuel, but only Shmuel held that it was permitted to make her take a shua outside of Bezdin. However, Rav argued in Amar, Afilu Chutz, Bebezdin, Nami, Ein Mashbinosa. He said that one's not allowed to make her take a shua even outside of Bezdin. And now we find that Rav the Tameh, Rav goes according to a shita, that we find another statement that we said above, the Rav lo magbi ksubasa la merlasa. He did not allow a almana to collect a ksuba ever. So this is consistent. So everybody agrees that Rav in practice never collected a ksuba for an almana. The only debate was, did he agree with Shmuel and therefore there's a stira, there's a kasha with what he says? Or no, he actually argued in Shmuel and says, in general, like he practiced, one's not allowed to be mashpia an almana, even chutz lebezdin. Gemara says, wait a second, uladre uligbe. So, didn't we have the Mishnah? We haven't gotten to in great detail yet from the Gemara, but the Mishnah taught us that you're allowed to make her take a neder, even though the Bezdin was not allowing her to take a shua because they didn't trust the Amana. And again, the reason why they did not trust the Amana is because she's going to justify for all the work that she does for the Yisomim, she's deserved some money, so she'll take a shua, b'sheker, to collect the money. But then the Mishnah said, even though we don't trust him with respect to Shavuah, we do trust him with respect to making her take a nether. That we would say to her, the Mishnah had said, that we'd make her take a nether on something that if she had collected ksuba in the past, then she can have any mazon. Where the nether is very, very serious in her eyes, and that's going to scare her, that she'll only collect the ksuba if it's really true that she never collected before him. So we do see that almana are scared of nedarim. So why didn't Rav? So Rav couldn't take the shvuah approach. He didn't allow a shvuah to take place in Bezdin, nor did he allow it to be chutz Bezdin. But let her take a neder, like the Mishnah advises. V'la'adre u'ligbe, make a neder and let her collect. So the Gemara answers, Bishnei d'Rav kile nidre. In the times of Rav, even nedarim were very, very light in their eyes. In the times of Mishnayos, so although a shvuah was pretty light in the eyes of the Almana, the nedarim were much more serious in the eyes of the Almana. But apparently during the times of Rav, much later on, then even the nedarim were not so significant in the eyes of the Almanos, and we couldn't trust their nether as well. Gemara now records the story, Hahudas the Kamidir of Yehuna. Once an individual came in front of Rav Yehuna, Amr Allah, so he says to her, Ma avid lucha derav lo magbi ksuba lo malasa. What am I supposed to do with you? Rav paskins that we don't collect a ksuba for almana. I'm sorry, I have to listen to Rav. So Amri lay, midu taima? Does this make any sense? Ela dilma nikita mida miksubasi, chaya shem tzvakos imanasi miksubasi klum? And she took her own shua and she said, I promise I never took any hana. I never got any hana from the ksuba. I never collected anything. So she just took her own shuvah. No one made her take a shuvah, but she on her own. It's called kofetzet. She jumped up and initiated the shuvah on her own. So in light of this, Amar Rav Huna moder Rav kofetzet. So Rav Huna says, Taka, Rav happens to say that if she on her own makes her own shuvah, so the shuvah is chal, and then we would trust her. So since you took the shuvah on your own initiation, we are allowed to give you the collect from the ksuba. Haydasi l'kami di Rav by Rav Huna. A woman came in front of Rabba, the son of Rav Huna this time. So Rabba by Rav Huna. Amrullah, he says, what can I do for you? Rav lo magbi ksuba sal amrullah. So Rav Haskins, and I follow Rav, that we don't collect the ksuba for an almana. Rabba Mary lo magbi ksuba sal amrullah. So Rabba Mary was also in that same camp that he did not allow an almana to collect the ksuba with the shua, even outside of Bezdin, he did not allow for this. So Amrullah, havli mizoni, okay. So at least give me mizonos, so you're not letting me collect the ksuba. At least give me something to eat. Give me some mizonos. So Amar Allah, mizoni nami lestecha. I'm sorry, I can't give you mizonos either. I can't help support you. Dama Rav, Yehuda, Dama Shmuel. Now, Shmuel holds hatovas ksubas of a bezin ain't la mizonos. There's a klal, these are based on sugyas in ksubas, that if a woman claims a ksuba, she then severs ties and no longer has the ability to collect the mizonos simply by being tovea is enough of that. So Rashi explains, ain't lo mizonos, why? Is halfway down Rashi's. Meata, the gala daita, she had exposed her das. The bayil in suva that she wants to get married now. Vihi ihu lo masni bahadei ella kol yimei migar amalas chabe basis she amana b'shvila b'kvodo. Part of the tzanai ksuba was that I'm willing. The husband wrote in the ksuba, I'm willing to have her supported from my estate as long as she stays under, you know, as a widow in my estate. But the moment she not only gets married but she wants to get married, that already she loses the ability to collect my estate and she's off on her own. So even though she's not actually able to collect the ksuba, the fact that she expressed interest in collecting the ksuba indicates that she probably wants to get married and go off to be independent and get married with another man. That already cuts her off from collecting from the mizonos. So she loses out. She doesn't get the ksuba, nor does she get the mizonos. So she's obviously very, very upset about this. Armi Leis, so she says to Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Afchua lukerse ki betray. So you switched it around like two. You're passing two chumers for me. Adas li, so she gave him a klala. They should do to you afchua lukerse vitarza. She gave some type of curse. So may avdiflei afchucha. They should also do to you to switch you around. How do they do it? Right, so they should also switch you around. So no, I think that's how they responded to this. Though. She gave some type of curse to them. Like this. They should switch you around, your kisei, like you did to me. So what happened was, so it seemed like the Talmidim, they had switched around his chair and put it back the regular way. They thought maybe that was going to fulfill the curse that she had given them, right? So then the response was still, nonetheless, afil hachi, still even though they tried fulfilling the curse in that way by flipping over his chair, lo ifkarka mechusha, he was not redeemed, he was not saved and spared from any sickness. Somehow, Rabba Bar Rav Huna got sick from this klala that she had given him. Amar le Rav Yehuda le Rav Yirmiyah, bira, adir v'bezdin, the Ashba Chutz LeBezdin. So he said, Rabbi Yehuda suggested to Rabbi Yirmiyahu to take a nether in Bezdin and take a Shua Chutz LeBezdin. Why do both here? And the reason is, V'leisa Kal, by doing these two things, the Kal, the Kol, the rumors, the sound, the voice, the news is going to go out, V'lipel Be'ovne, and go in the ears of the people. D'ba'ina Kiecha De'aved Ba'maisa. So people should know to paskin like Shmuel and allow for a Shua to be embedded in. Meaning, really do a nether, some do a nether, because nether is what the mission advises, and that's apparently a stronger way of doing this. But I also want you to do a Shua outside of Bezdin to make it clear that you pass like Shmuel, who allows a Shua, Chutz LeBezdin, and against Rav, who does not allow for Shua, Chutz LeBezdin. Okay. Gemara now says the last few lines of the Amud here, Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yuzera, Amar Shmuel, Loshano, El Amano. We said above that this takana, that a Shvuah is not taken to collect the Ksuba from Nichse Yisomim, only applies to an Amana. Only an Amana is not allowed to take such a Shvuah. Aval Grusha Mashbinosa, we do allow a Grusha to take a Shvuah to collect the Ksuba. So Gemara says, V'Grusha de Adre Lo, a Grusha, we don't allow her to take a nether, meaning why do we need a shvuah? Why not just do a nether? Nether, if a nether works for an amana, so a nether should work for a grusha. Why are you saying dafka to make her take a shvuah? A nether should work as well. It's apparently more effective. So v'hashal chumitam. Didn't they send shal chumitam? Is always they sent mitam is from there. It's when there in Eretz Yisrael from the west they sent a message to Bavel. So didn't they send from over there from Eretz Yisrael? Eich plonisa bas ploni, this woman, the daughter of this man, kablisa get minado de acha bar hidya, had she accepted a get from an individual whose name was acha bar hidya. The misakare I mari, that's called I mari, that's another name of him. The nadarta vasarta perishiba olam Allah. And she took a shvua, a nether rather, to say that all the peros, all fruits in the world are going to be asked to her, to lo kablisa miksuvasa. El glufka echad, that she only accepted a glufka echad, a small amount of something. V'sefer tilim she got echad, one sefer tilim. V'sefer iov umemshalos, which is mishlei bluim, which are worn out svarm of these. She accepted very, very little amount. V'shamnun b'chamisha mana, and it was assessed at around 5 mana only. So she has to take that amount off of what she the ksuba that was owed. So $100 minus the 5, let's say. And when she gets to your hand, you could let her collect the rest. So we see from here that a nether is allowed by a grusha. This is the case of a grusha where she was divorced, and we trust the nether. So why do we say only that we allow the grusha to take a shvuah? We should also allow grusha to take a nether, like we see in that maisa. So said the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, hahu get yivamim hava. No, this maisa that you're talking about with a get, where this grusha takes a nether, it's not a regular get. To get yevamim, what's a get yevamim? So Rashi in the top of Laman Haman Beis explains, Hashmonim, rather get yevamim hava. Yevamah haya zeh, she not only get leposla ala'achim. This lady was a yevama. Her husband died, she was now a widow, she left over no children, and now one of her husband's brothers has to perform yibam. So one of the brothers gave her a get. Now this get's not a get deraisa, but it's enough to disqualify her from marrying any of the other brothers. Now she's knocked out. It's a get yivamim, it's called. V'hi now bal ligavos ksuba minichsei bai laharishon. Now she wants to collect the ksuba that she never collected from her first husband who had passed away. Shinis alma haimana, that she became a widow from. So it's really a regular case of an amana. We call it a get in that case of this letter was because it's a get yivamim, but it's really a stam case of an amana. So that's why by the amana, we have her take a nether. When it comes to a regular case of a grusha, there is no nether, there's actually a shrua that we rely on. Okay. Let's go further now. The Gemara says in the top here, 3 lines down, the 2 dots. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin Shetaino Ders V'chuli. He said that the Amana couldn't collect the Ksuba. The Mishnah said that the Amana cannot collect the Ksuba even with the Shvua from Nichsei Yisomim. And now they're stuck. It's not fair. The poor Amana, not only did she lose her husband, but she can't even collect the Ksuba. So because of the Tikkun Olam, for the benefit of the Amana, Rabbi Gamliel made a Takana that she's allowed to take a nether, and a nether she'll be serious about, and then in light of the nether, she'll be able to collect the ksuba. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ella b'shelo nises. This is only a situation where she never got remarried after becoming an almano. Aval nises, ein madir no son. But if she becomes married to a second man, then she's not allowed to take a nether. Interesting. So why is that the case? Nises my taima. When she gets married, why is she no longer allowed to take a nether in order to collect the ksuba? The mei for labal, because now her new husband is going to mei for the nether and not do the nether. So she's going to take the nether and claim that she never took any ksuba, and then she's going to collect the ksuba, and then her husband's going to go ahead and be mei for the nether. Now she has no nether. So it undermines the entire idea of Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin. So Gemara says, ki lo nises nami lichim min sevei mei for labal. Wait a second. When she's not married and we trusted her to take a nether, so she'll take the nether and she'll collect the ksuba, and then she's going to get remarried after that, and then the new husband can be made for the nether as well, and she'll be completely removed from any obligations of this nether. So that should also be a concern, to undo the nether that way, and she won't be trusted. The Gemara says, we have a klal, we learned in a couple places in the Durham, Ein habal mefer bekodman, that the husband has no right to be made for any earlier nedarim, any nedarim that existed prior to their marriage, the husband cannot, even after getting married, he cannot be made for those nedarim. So when she's single, there's no one who could ever undo the nether, so she takes the nether, and she collects the ksuba, we trust her entirely, because that nether is going to stand strong. Wait a second. So her husband, she has no husband at the time, she's single, so there's no husband to be made for the nedarim, but she's allowed to go to a chacham and ask the chacham to undo the nether. So then isn't that a way out for her? She'll take the nether, she'll collect the ksuba, and then she'll run over to a chacham and have the chacham be made for her nether. So the Gemara says, no. Kesavar, this Gemara, this Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Zakin holds, tzarech lefarit et hanether. When a person goes to do hafaras nedarim from a chacham, she or he has to explain in detail what exactly that nether was. So when she says what happened, she took a nether because she wanted to collect the ksuba, there's no way that the chacham is going to be made for that nether, and therefore that nether is going to stand, and she will be stuck. That's all according to Rav Huna. Halfway down now, Rav Nachman Amar argues afilu nises, even if she gets married, she's still allowed to take a nether. Why? Nises vade mefer labal. What do you mean? If she's married and she never collected ksuba from the first husband, so she's going to take a nether that if I collected already, all the fruit in the world are going to be ushered to me. So that she took a nether. Bezin now allows her to collect the ksuba, and then she's going to go home and her husband, because she's married now, the husband's going to be made for the nedar. So how is that allowed, according to Rav Nachman, even if she's married? So the Gemara explains, it's not any nether. It's a situation, de madrinan la berabim, where she took the nether berabim in front of, I don't know, I imagine 10 people. Right? Rashi says, no deris b'fnei asara, in front of 10 people. And the halacha is that a person takes a nether in front of 10 people or more, there's no way the husband even, not even the husband, is able to be made for the nether. So once she takes a nether, even if she's married, in front of 10 people, that nether is binding. So asks the Gemara, Meisive Nises Gover Ksubasa Im Nadra. So if she gets married, she's able to collect the ksuba if she took a nether. What does that mean? My love Nadra Hashta. Does not mean where she took a nether right now. And to Kashi to Rav Huna. Remember, Rav Huna only permitted a nether when she was single. But once she gets married, Rav Huna says she can't take one anymore. Rav Nachman thought she can take a nether even when she's married. So this seems to be a mefurish brisa, that even though she's married, she's allowed to take a nether. This agrees with Rav Nachman and its rejection to Rav Huna. So again, my lab nadra hasa, she took a nether now even after she's married, and it's permitted to me because she collects a ksuba. Or it says, lo, the nether may cover. It's a situation, what it means is, if she took a nether previously, then even though she's married now, she's allowed to collect the ksuba. So the timeline of this brisa is, she's single, she takes a nether that she never collected the ksuba. She never collected the ksuba yet, but she did take the nether. So she took the nether. She gets married after that fact. And after she's married, she's allowed to collect the ksuba because she took a nether earlier before she had actually gotten married. And such a nether is binding because the husband was not married at the time. The husband's not allowed to be made for that nether. Mara says, okay, so she's not allowed to collect. Rather, this brisa could be reinterpreted as to say that the nether was taken before married and not while she was married. So the Gemara brings another brisa, Vahatanya Nises Noderis Vigova Ksubasa. Now, this brisa is very clear. There's no other way to read this brisa. it says, if she was married, she can be, not that nadra that she did already, she can be actively nodaris v'gova k'suba, so she could take a nether now, even while being married, and collect the k'suba. So this clearly goes in accordance with Rav Nachman, who permits her to take a nether while she's married. The Gemara says, Tanahi, it's really a machlokas Tanahim. The machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, whether she could take a nether while she is married, it's really a machlokas Tanahim. Deikel man da amar nether shudab rabim yesh lafara. Vika da man da amar ein lafara. This machlokas of Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, really hinges upon the different machlokas of when a person takes a nether, birabim, is there ever a way out or not? Is there hafara? So one opinion thinks if she takes a nether barabim, she could still get out. So therefore, we should never trust it to take a nether even after she's married. But the other opinion who thinks that if she takes a nether barabim, there is no way out. So then we would allow her to take a shavua, or nether rather, even while she is being married. Because when she's married, she'll take a nether barabim and there's no way out. So that's machlokas, where there's a hafara on a nether barabim, tells us whether or not she's able to take a nether while she's married or not. Okay. Bar now says, or asks the following question. Do you have to specify in great detail what the nether is, or do you not? In which case is this referring to here? In the case of...
Actual doesn't specify.
Mm-hmm. So in the... In general.
Yeah.
Okay, in general. In general, the question is going back to what we said before. In general, we had made reference... The opinion, the discussion above was going according to the opinion that felt that when a person goes to Chacham, he or she has to specify the details of the nether. So the Gemara is asking the question now, what's the halacha? Does a person have to be mefarit in great detail what exactly the nether is or not? So this is machlokas amarim. According to Rav Nachman, the Gemara explains, amar eino tzarich, there's no need. A person goes to Chacham, says, I have a nether, I don't want to tell you the details, can you be made for it? Rav Nachman says, there's no need to be made for it. But according to Rapapa Amar Tarach, Rapapa thinks one has to. Now this is, by the way, very, very lemaisa. The person's doing Hataras Nadarim, the person can't just get two people together and say, okay, I want to do Hafaras Nadarim. You have to explain what Hafaras Nadarim is about. You don't have to tell each of the individuals there, but you should tell one of the people why you're taking Hafaras Nadarim. Sometimes it's embarrassing. So you tell one individual, the person you trust most, let's say, and the other two just sit on the bezdin in order to do Hafaras Nadarim. When we do a Hafaras Nedarim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, so we do it more generally speaking, but if a person does know certain Nedarim that he wants to undo, he really needs to specify it either to the entire crowd or at least to one of the individuals who are there. That's how we paskin. If you look, that's where the Ein Mishpat, the letter Gimel, is next to the opinion, Rav Papa Amar Tzarech, you have to be Mefarit. You have to say the details of the Nether. So what's the Machlokas about? So the Gemara explains, Rav Nachman Amar Eino Tzarech, you don't need to be mefarit the nether. De'i amris tzarech, if you require him to say the details of the nether, zimnin de gaizle le dibura, sometimes he's going to cut off, he'll fragment some of his statements and explanation of the nether. V'chacham ay deshama mefer, and the chacham is only going to be mefer that which he hears. He doesn't know the whole statement. So Rashi explains here, v'chacham eino mefer el ledas mash yishma, he's only being mefer whatever he hears. He's going to explain whatever details he shares, and the Hafaras Nedarim will only be effective on those details that he hears, but not the other details. So now this guy who got the Hafaras Nedarim thinks his entire nether is released from him, and in fact it's really not, because the Chacham didn't see the whole picture. So for that reason, Rav Papa says, rather Rav Nachman says, it's better practice not to have to be fired anything, because being fired some of things and not all the things is going to be more of a problem. So better not to say anything, and the Chacham will just be made for anything that the guy made a nether on, whatever he wants. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman. Rav Papa Amar Tzarech, you have to be mefarit the Nedarim. Mishum Milsa the Yisur, because sometimes if the Nedarim are telling on a certain Avera, and it's basically opening the door up for the person to violate the nether, so the Chacham has to hear everything to see what he's being made for. What's a situation where Hafaras Nedarim is going to lead to an Avera? So Rashi explains, Mishum Isura, Shema al Davar Isser Nadra. Maybe he or she took a nether and something Aser, Kigon al Giboy Ksuba. U Kigon Yasu alai Kol Peros Sheb Olam. And they said, all the fruit of the world are going to be Aser to me. Im Avor Averas Plonis, if I violate a certain Avera. U Balahatir Nidro Stam Rots Lavor Avera. So the guy was having a sin, let's say he was struggling with a certain avera. Whatever the avera was, he was stealing money from people, stealing money from the pushka. So now he wants to know, what could I do to have self-control, stop stealing money from the tzedakah box? He said, if I take the nedarim seriously, I'm going to say, the next time I steal from a tzedakah box, all the parents in the world are going to be awesome to me, and he takes that very seriously, that's going to be great motivation for him to stop stealing from the pushka. So let's say that was the nether he took. So now this person, you know, is really feeling a desire to steal from the pushka. So he goes to the chacham and says, I wanted to be made for my nedarim. So he said, okay, you're released from your nether. Now what happens is, he's going to go ahead and steal from the tzedakah box because the nether is no longer in existence. So therefore, Papa says, you have to be mefarid all the dinim to the chacham. So now the guy's going to go say to the chacham, I took a nether upon myself that if I steal from the tzedakah box, it's going to make me usher from all the fruits in the world. And the chacham's going to say, there's no way in the world I'm going to release you from that nether, and therefore the nether remains in place. So that's why Papa says, you need to be mefarid the nedarim, lest it lead to someone violating a certain isser. Okay. Gemara now says, the bottom of Lamed Hei Beis, Tznan, quotes from a Mishnah. The mission appears in Maseches Becharos, the end of Maseches Becharos. Hanosei Nashim Ba'avera, a person who marries a Kohen in particular, a Kohen who marries a woman who's ushered to them, Ba'avera, Pasol, he's disqualified from serving in the Beis HaMikdash, Ad Shiyadur Hana, until he's Noder Hana from her, that he's going to divorce her. He promises to divorce her, takes another to divorce her. V'ovid yoredu megarish, and after he takes another, he's allowed to, even though he's still married, he's allowed to go ahead and yored and go be osek in the Beis HaMikdash, the avoda, and divorce her after the fact. So the lacha is, by the way, when a kohen marries a grusha, that kohen is not pasul; he violates an avera, and the number of dinim that apply to him, but he's still a kohen. He, in theory, is allowed to act in the Beis HaMikdash. It's just he doesn't lose his kahuna there. We penalize him in order to make sure he divorces her. But once he agrees and takes a nether that he's going to divorce her, so we trust him, so therefore he took a nether, so he could do the avoda even though he's currently married to a grusha. So Mar says, wait a second. So this poses a question. The amris ein tzarech, if lefar is a nether, if we paskind like Rav Nachman, that you don't have to be mefar the nether, shouldn't we be leichosh dilma azul lagavi chacham v'sharilai? So we're concerned now that this Kohen, he takes the nether, I promise I'm going to divorce her, I promise I'll divorce her. Okay, do the avoda, he goes to the avoda, he sprinkles the blood on the mizbech, and leaves the Beis HaMikdash, goes to his local chacham, and says, I took a nether, I want to be released from the nether. And the chacham says, sure, there's no need, don't explain it, I don't need to know any details, I'm going to be made for the nether. So that's going to be a big concern if you never have to be mefarid the nether, and the chacham just undoes any nether, so how can we trust the Kohen is going to actually divorce her if he could always be released from this nether? So the Gemara makes an okimta going to the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we'll take it down a few lines here. It's a situation of the Madrina and La Birabim. The situation where the Kohen didn't take the nether in the small private room. It's a situation where he did it in front of many people, in front of 10 people at least, and since it was a nether Birabim, you can't be mefer a nether Birabim. So he's stuck. Once he takes the nether, he has to keep it. There's no way you're going to be released from the nether. So after he performs the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, he'll go outside and send his wife, the grusha, a divorce. Mar says, this all makes sense. Hanich l'man damar, nether shud de barabim ein lahafara. That's true if you paskin that way. If you actually paskin that a nether taken in the presence of 10 people, you can't do hafara. So this makes sense. But don't forget, there is el l'man damar, the one who holds yesh lahafara, ma'ik l'memar. There is an opinion out there that even though the nether was taken in the presence of 10 people, in the presence of rabim, still holds that you are able to do an hafara. So there is no, there's not a great etza. The Kohen took a nether in front of 10 people, and they trusted him, and then when he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, he'll undo the nether still, he'll do an hafara. So the Gemara says, no, even according to this, the Madrinan lie al das rabim, not in the presence of rabim, but on the consent of the rabim, that you need everyone's in agreement. So damar amemar, amemar says the hilchasa, the bottom line is, afilu l'man damar nether shud de barabim yesh lafara, even according to the opinion that thinks a nether made in front of 10 people, there is a way out, there is hafara. that opinion will still agree that there's a greater, more serious nether, al das rabbim, that you need the consent of the rabbim, ein lo hafara. So the person says, I'm taking a nether with the consent of the das of the rabbim, there's no way out, because you need the approval of all the rabbim in order to release you from the nether. Since it's pretty much impossible to get the tzibor's consent of allowing you to be released from the nether, that nether is binding forever. May as well get to the two dots. Gemara says, and that's true, this case of hafar al das rabbim, ein lo hafara, hani mile ledava rishus. It's only talking about a voluntary need. Not need, it's something for voluntary. Aval ledava mitzvah, something for mitzvah, yesh lo hafara, there is hafar. If there's a need, if there's a need for a mitzvah, then even a nether that was al das rabbim, even that nether can be hafar, mefer. How? What's an example? Kiahu mikri deradki. There was once a teacher teaching kids how to read. And Adrei Rav Acha al Das Rabim, Tava Pasha Bunuka, he had to hit one of the kids. So they took a nether b'Rabim, al Das Rabim, that he'll never be a teacher ever again. Yet, despite the fact that it was a nether al Das Rabim, the Ahadre Ravina still returned him, was able to undo the nether and place him back in the post of being a teacher. He gave him the proper musar and the proper chizuk, how to teach children, how to discipline children. But still, he returned him back into his post of teaching. There's no one who is great a teacher, as a careful and meticulous teacher as he was. And therefore, he was able to undo it for the purpose of the mitzvah. So the davar mitzvah, even for a nether that was made al das rabim, even then there's a farah if it's for a davar mitzvah. But if it's simply for a davar rishus, like the case of the kohen who wants to just stay married to his wife, which is certainly not a rishus, if anything is an iser, certainly that is not ground to undo the nether al das rabim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a great day, a great week.